No.
Do you know where he was born?
Well, I think he was born in Ringgold. I'm not sure, but I think he was.
I believe that is about all of that page. I'm going to ask some questions and you will answer with a word, or sometimes you may want to maybe suggest more than one word. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sun up.
Now, if you think of another one that you might say sun up, or you might say something else. Give me both of those, because...
I can say I got up early.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Early this morning.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
nightfall or evening.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
Anything else?
Or a rainfall.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
Anything else?
Mantelpiece. Or the mantle board.
What do you call those things when that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
End irons.
Do you have another word for that? Or is that
dog irons.
Okay.
Dog irons are andirons, it's a real name for them. But we used to call them dog irons.
What do you call the small piece of wood, the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Laurel or pine.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Closet.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know how when the boards overlap like that.
But I know, but I just can't think.